Hello and welcome. It's hour number four, the Ben Maller radio program. Another day, another name has entered the front of the scandal frying pan involving the NFL, the emails, old emails from the Washington Redskins, a team that no longer exists. So what do we make of now the latest developments in this NFL email PR crisis? Give the updated skinny on that right now in hour number four. Another one bites the dust. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are side by side in the air everywhere as we make a quick exit coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating life from inside the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the North Woods. So the big stories in sports the last 24 hours, on the field stories, the Dodgers in baseball in a ninth inning, push a run across, Cody Bellinger, a 165 hitter, former MVP, had the biggest fall from grace in the history of baseball. There had never been an MVP who sucked more later on in their career than Cody Bellinger. And Bellinger, we forgive all of those sins during the regular season, those of us that pay attention to the Dodgers, because he came up clutch, big hit there. Dodgers then held off the Giants, some tremendous umpiring in that game, and a lot of the Giant fans are complaining and they're whining. They batted 120 in with runners in scoring position. Game came down to the bottom of the ninth. Dodgers scored a run in the top of the ninth inning, and that is when Max Scherzer came in. First career save out of the Dodger bullpen. Mad Max, the old National with that natitude. And he struck out Wilmer Flores with a runner on a check swing, and the great Gabe Morales, my favorite umpire. Yeah, my favorite umpire used to be Ken Kaiser, but now it's Gabe Morales. So good job by Gabe. And it was a swing, if the umpire says it's a swing. And I did a monologue about this earlier, and I recommend downloading it, because it helps me out. But there's something a lot of people don't understand about the baseball rule book. There is no official definition of a swing. And that's an important thing that people are overlooking when they talk about that story. What is a swing to you is not a swing to me, and vice versa. It is a judgment call by the umpire. And so you can't go to instant replay. It's not a reviewable play. And so all these people have their arms up and they're, well, make it a reviewable play. It can't be a reviewable play. It's the baseball version of holding in football. You can call holding on every play, and I'm getting carried away. The other story is in football, where you had the Buccaneers, the traveling circus of Tom Brady, go into Philly in a workmanlike win. They dominated the first half and didn't do much in the second half, but they still win the game. But Eagles actually covered the number on that. They got a late two-point conversion. But this hour, our lead comes from the Naked City. The NFL's investigation into workplace misconduct by the team formerly known as the Redskins and their front office. Now, it has already led this week to the forced resignation of John Gruden, no longer an NFL coach, persona non grata. He's got cooties for the rest of his life. And there is another name now that has some explaining to do. If you've not been following along, and maybe you've been busy with other stuff, you've got a life, you've got a family, you've got a job, you've got hobbies, you don't have time. So that's why I'm here. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. So the relationship between former Redskins president Bruce Allen and the NFL's lead lawyer, the general counsel of the National Football League, the multi-billion dollar mega company, this guy named Jeff Pash, that is the latest name out there in the revelations from the New York Times. A very, I say this in air quotes, cozy relationship between the lead lawyer and the former president of the Redskins. Now, the emails, again, go back a number of years. They were sent from 2009 all the way up till 2018, and they are just a little sliver of the over 600, almost 700,000 email messages that were collected in the investigation, which clearly was a shoddy investigation. Or was it? Was it a great investigation and the NFL is intentionally letting some of this stuff out? This one, I'm going to say the NFL did not intentionally let out. But in the latest bag of email that was released, the relationship very close between the president of the NFL team in D.C. and the lawyer, Jeff Pasch, so close they exchange gifts with each other. There's also comments, racially insensitive comments that were said to be in these emails, and they were complaining about the NFL's player safety protocols, helping each other out with different situations, and some that have gone through the email said they discussed the cheerleading scandal, which was part of the origin of this investigation. Brokered penalties, there were perks, again, insensitive comments about ethnicities and whatnot, and they joked about lowering player salaries, and so people having a field day with it. So the NFL released a prepared statement to the New York Times about these emails from their lead general counsel, Jeff Pasch. In the rebuttal by the NFL, they said the following, quote, this is verbatim, "Communication between league office employees and club executives occurs on a daily basis," the NFL spokeshack said. "Jeff Pasch is a respected and high-character NFL executive. Any effort to portray these emails as inappropriate is either misleading or patently false," close quote. All right, so let us discuss. What do we make of the latest developments in this NFL email PR crisis? So I've got my take. You've got Paper Cuts, Buzz Lightyear, and Wolf. And we'll combine all these things together and make the Baba Ganoush. We're going to make the Baba Ganoush. All right, so to kick this off, the best laid plans of mice, men, and the NFL. It all started simple enough. It was an effort. I buy the conspiracy. It was an effort to keep DeMaurice Smith as the head of the union. And it has snowballed, and now it's a five-alarm fire. Some Nimrod at the NFL is going to be called to the carpet. This was not the way the week was supposed to go. It was simply John Gruden. You throw his name out there. You have the union support DeMaurice Smith, and then Gruden's gone, but that's it. So our conspiracy is that the NFL did help. Originally, it was the Wall Street Journal with the Gruden stuff on Friday, a week ago from today, a week prior. And then Gruden was not let go, and so Monday some other phone calls were made over to the New York Times. The final nail was placed in Chucky Boy's coffin, and he was gone. So at that point, this was a hairline crack. Hairline crack, right? Now, it is a tsunami. The boat has been ripped in half. Every day, there is somebody else being carved up like a turkey at Thanksgiving. Now, you might say that's great and wonderful, and I got to tell you, I enjoy it as a talk show host. It's good content. John Gruden got his on Monday. Adam Schefter's journalism integrity was questioned on Tuesday. On Thursday, you had Jeff Pasch, who was carved up by him, by the New York Times story that came out kind of late in the day on Wednesday, or Thursday rather. So all those guys get called into the principal's office. Anyone who had a relationship with former Redskins executive Bruce Allen right now is hyperventilating. Okay, because think about if you email people in your business, whatever you do, whatever kind of work you do, and if I were to say, can you go back 10 years and can you kind of give me word for word what you'd put in your email? Now, there's some people that don't email much at all. I don't actually send that much email at this job. A lot of text messages and things like that. And like anyone else, we goof around, we joke around, but I don't know. I'm trying to remember in the past, I guess, depending on how you take things, but this is just a whole wild world that we're in right now. So the NFL is actually, what they're dealing with is death by a thousand paper cuts. Because every day, another cut. And there's a little more blood dripping out of your skin, but not enough to kill you. And eventually, you will get enough paper cuts where you will die. But it's a slow, painful demise. It's called torture. And furthermore, the NFL, they are at the proverbial fork in the road. The tables have turned, right? Right now, the tables have turned. Now, I do believe the NFL started this by leading some newspaper people out to where they needed them to be. But these things are getting out now, and I have a feeling that these aren't coming from the NFL. So something has changed. The tables have really turned on this billion-dollar boys club, the day of reckoning, or the month of reckoning, or the year of reckoning. And it's just craziness, considering the NFL's position the last couple of years, right? They obviously bowed down to the wokerati. They changed the name of the Redskins franchise to pacify the PC police and whatnot. They added a bunch of slogans, and the NFL's now, their mission statement is to fix the world. It obviously wasn't their mission statement up until a couple of years ago. And so now the people who the NFL seemingly was trying to pacify by giving all this out, changing the name of the team and all this stuff, that people that were upset, now they're turning on the NFL for old email. And so how far down the looking glass are we going to go? And I have no idea. As Buzz Lightyear would say, I mean, the smart money says Buzz Lightyear's quote, "to infinity and beyond," would be appropriate here. There really is no end in sight. You're talking about almost 700,000 emails. Now, I would imagine most of those emails are pretty benign, but there's enough. It's kind of like when I lay down and I look up on a clear night and I'm outside and I look at the heavens, right? I look at all the stars out there and I think, well, probably most of those planets, there's no, the stars and the planets around them, it's probably nothing. But all it takes is 1%. 1% of infinity is a lot. That's a hell of a lot. And so that's what we're dealing with this email. And so it is the gift that keeps on giving. The NFL spin doctors are in crisis management mode. Those big, highfalutin Manhattan PR companies, they're getting their money's worth. And they're going to have to revisit their strategy. Now, I mentioned this the other day, and I said, listen, just release all the emails. And the NFL said no. But PR 101. Listen, I've never worked in public relations, but I've been around enough scandals and talked to enough people that work in that industry that to know, and just being a little bit in tune with the world, that PR 101 tells you, if there's a scandal, get out in front. Get out in front early. And the NFL, to use a football analogy, they muffed it. They muffed the punt on this big time. And so now you have options. You're at the fork in the road. You can release all of the emails, redacted, heavily redacted. Then the story's alive for a day or two, 24, 48 hours, and then it fades away. Or you can choose not to do that, and you are at the mercy of media companies that will be able to track these emails down. Clearly, these emails are available. The New York Times has been able to find a bunch of them. The Wall Street Journal. Did the NFL make the mistake of leading these newspapers to where the emails were and thinking they would just stop at the John Gruden stuff? And now they're like, wait a minute, we can go through this, and this is going to make us, and we're going to win a Pulitzer Prize for this. All right, last thing here. So this is going to make a heck of a manuscript. Right? The NFL, they do have a bit of an advantage, the way I see it, looking at the room here, because the NFL's in bed with every old media company and many of the new media companies. All of big media, all the big media companies have some kind of working relationship with the NFL. So it's I scratch your back, you scratch my back. You can sweep a lot of things under the rug. You can. But you can't sweep everything under the rug. And the great equalizer is social media. And while there are very few people that actually participate, like 1% or 2% of society that actually actively contributes to content on social media, everyone is afraid of social media. They have given it tremendous power. And so it doesn't have to be an old media company. It can be a new media company or just some random rogue actor who could put this out into the forever land on social media. Now, the screenplay on this would be the Wolf of Wall Street. Think of Dan Snyder as Jordan Belfort, or possibly, I guess the other option would be, if it's not Dan Snyder, you could go with Bruce Allen. Hey, Bruce. So you have Redskins owner living the high life, the cheerleader stuff, fall from grace. You've got crime, corruption, federal investigators coming in here. And it's all based on a true lie. The cover-up. Roger Goodell. You got everything. You got ballers. You got ball players. You got cheerleaders, aristocrats, captains of industry, oligarchs. You got everything in this story. This is going to be a hell of a movie is what this is going to be. And we're in the middle of it right now. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, 877-996-6369, 877-996-6369, and join the festivities here. Also on Twitter, if you want to give us real-time feedback, we might even read your comment on the air and send it in care of Ben Maller. That's my Twitter name on the microblogging website, and follow the show on Facebook as well and all of that. We will have the Coop Scoop, a little scoopage, the Coop Scoop on entertainment. We'll get to that and take your phone calls. Also, we have Balderdash later in the hour. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
He shoved it up our butt twice.
Whoa.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Turn on your radio. It's time to listen to the Ben Maller Show. It's in the air and everywhere, so don't be late. A monologue is coming soon when Ben begins to blow the eight. The show stars Big Ben Maller.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to Facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
The great Raz quit the band, one of our favorites. Heard from Raz in a while. He's likely right now writing music, waiting for the next talent show, which will be sometime in 2022. God willing, we'll have another talent show. This thing really blew up. We've had talent shows in the past. We've got like one or two things out of it. Maybe five things at the most, but this past talent show, really, really good. Really, really good. Anyway, we'll take your calls, and we have the Coop Scoop on entertainment coming up here in a couple minutes. We began the hour here with the latest on the NFL scandal of the week. It's a good one. It is a good one. There's a lot of people right now that know that their email to the old Washington Redskins exists, and they're to Bruce Allen, and they are concerned. All right, let's check in now. We were wondering where this guy was. Let's go now to Chicago. And Doc Mike, he's actually in Minnesota. He traveled all the way from Chicago to Minnesota to see Spin Cycle Regina. Let's see if she actually showed up.
I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
Hello, Doc. What happened, Doc? Tell me what happened.
Stand by.
What happened to Doc? Is he not there?
No, he's there.
Don't tease me like that. Phones aren't working. The machine?
The box isn't working.
All right. There's a technical issue right now.
Coop has a faulty box.
Stand by.
All right, here we go.
Fix the box. There we go. What's in the box? Doc Mike, tell me what happened, Doc. Don't leave anything out.
No.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate that. Did he fall asleep?
Come on.
Doc.
Don't tease us like that.
Is he asleep?
Oh, my goodness.
He must have had so much fun with Regina. He fell asleep.
Boy. Maybe. No, I won't say it.
Well, I don't know. I did talk to him when I screened the call. Do you want some info?
Well, let's try it. I mean, if that's what we have to turn to, I'd rather hear it from him. But you know,
yeah. Why don't we wait on that? All Maybe we'll wake Doc up and we can see what's going on. Yeah, he did leave me a rather lengthy email or voicemail.
Well, we may have to play that then.
I don't know that he he might curse or not. He said beauty. He called her a beauty queen. I'm looking at the translation. Called her a beauty queen and a wonderful gal. He said
that's essentially what I got from from when I talked to him before. He said beauty queen and a doll. She's a doll.
Yeah, la doll. That's an old guy line. The doll. You know, we don't say that, but he does say. Do you see Terry Bradshaw was getting ripped because he complimented on the Fox pregame? He complimented the appearance of Erin Andrews and the outfit she was wearing. And now, are you not allowed to compliment a woman anymore, Eddie? Is that now illegal also?
Yes, that is illegal.
Okay.
You cannot do that.
You cannot tell anyone they look good. Okay, no. Good. I never did that anyway.
I mean, especially not Erin Andrews.
No, not okay. All right, we'll keep that away. Let's go to Artez in Milwaukee. Now, I almost won a nice soul food meal there from Artez, but I'm happy the Dodgers won. So I was telling my brother, Artez, my brother, his birthday was yesterday, so I called him up, and I told him, I said, listen, if the Dodgers lose tonight, I'm going to go to this guy Artez's restaurant. So, but they didn't, so What's going on, Artez?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Welcome.
Yeah, I told you, man. I knew they was gonna win, man. It's just,
you did.
It's just a matter of a superpower against a baby superpower. That's all that is, you know. But
hey, Coop, can you tweet that out? The Giants are a baby superpower. They're not enough like a grown up superpower. They're a little baby.
Yeah. They the little babies, man. But I was I just believe that. Like, if the things wouldn't happen the way they happened, we'd be talking about what we were supposed to have been talking about. But we're not going to talk about D-A-D-W right now.
If the Brewers would like to loan Corbin Burnes to the Dodgers, he's available.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. When he becomes a free agent, they'll probably steal him anyway.
maybe. I don't know. It depends what happens with Trevor Bauer.
Those guys got money for days and money for years.
Yeah, you're not wrong on that, man. They have fully monetized the Dodger Stadium, and they have their own TV channel. They make a killing over there.
Well, I tell you what, man. If you do come down, I still give you the free dinner, man. But I wanted to say something about Boston. Because basically, everybody must have forgot when the season first started, those guys was in first place for about a month. So they're not no cheap shot team. They
just a couple got months. The Red Sox, they were like the best team in the American League for the first
two and a half
months of the season.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's not like a surprise that they beat Tampa Bay. But I kind of want to see the Dodgers beat the hell out of Houston for all
yes,
the
that's
stuff
right.
they did.
Yes, that's right. Yes. The Astros. Oh, God. That
right,
was so
right.
wonderful. But, so great.
Yeah, D-A-D-W ruined my season. I call him D-A-D-W because he's dumbass Darren Williams. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He might have been messed up, but that wall, you should see what the wall looks like, man. Come on.
I'm here to tell you, I got another hot take for you.
All right.
The Dodgers series will be over after game three, man.
Really? So they don't game four.
Like the only threat there was only two threats that they had, and that was Milwaukee and San Francisco. Now they just gonna cakewalk all the way to the championship because those other. Hey!
I'd like to agree with you, but I've seen that Jock Peterson. I'm telling you, that guy, the ex-Dodger, is going to kill him in one of these.
I'm not listening to that crap, man. I'm telling you, these guys are superior, man. These guys is going to hammer them, man. I mean, it's not even going to be. Look at their run production with runners in scoring position against the Brewers, even though they won. But look at their production.
Yeah. No, listen, I agree with you, but baseball's a bit of the roulette wheel, and if it was that, it's not like basketball where the top team pretty much wins unless they get hurt every year. It's not the same thing,
right? But think about it from this perspective. They've been chasing the Giants all season. Now they finally get them. What else do they have to do, man? Everybody else is in trouble, man. Trust me.
You would like to think that's the case. I would absolutely. All right, thank you, Artez. Get back to the. You got to make that food for the people today when they come to the restaurant. I thank you, Artez. We have the Coop Scoop on entertainment. We'll get to that coming up here. This guy emailed me. He says that there is a definition of the swing. There is no definition of a swing. I know people like pretending there is, but there isn't.
Peter Gammes tweeted something out. I'll tag you on that thing.
How could there be no definition of a swing? It doesn't make any sense.
It's a judgment call on a check swing.
Okay, but
the judgment
still has to be
definition.
Based on some rule, some description of what a swing is.
And in the eyes of the umpire there, Gabe Morales, that was a swing. And it's his judgment. So it doesn't matter what Peter Gammons thinks or Joe the Giant fan. It doesn't matter. In the eyes of Gabe Morales, that was a swing. Yeah, since there's no official definition of a swing.
That was not a swing.
That was absolutely a swing.
Absolutely not.
It's a great swing. It was great, and it's the greatest thing could happen to the Giants because they choked the series away. They had the Dodgers on the ropes, and they blew it, and now they can blame Gabe Morales rather than batting 120 with runners in scoring position, which is what they did in the series.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to play Sweet Caroline. Oh, all day long song. In a loop.
I hate that song.
Do they still play that?
Yeah,
the
they
song?
Do.
Yeah,
they still play it. Ugh.
Not a fan.
Look, the song is, I guess, okay. I don't get playing it at a sporting event to like get everybody all excited about something.
Yeah,
crowd participation.
Yeah.
Something special. You go to these games a lot when everyone's into it. That it's just it's something neat when there's thousands of people.
Just because everyone sings it doesn't mean it's like it's appealing to me.
I agree with you, Eddie.
By the way,
such a stick in the mud
at the Kings game tonight, Ben.
Yes, Eddie. The LA Kings.
There was a group in section 303.
Yeah, that's the upper level
that brought drums. And they beat on the drums and sang like the whole game,
and that was allowed.
Well, I don't know what they. I mean, bringing the drum in, I guess, is interesting.
Yeah, you have to get that past security.
So they're basically they've decided to do like a soccer game because they do this in soccer a lot.
Oh yeah.
And it was really annoying.
Oh, Eddie, you are so old. You say I'm old, but you're older than me, Eddie.
It's supposed to be outdoors, though. They do that. You're indoors.
They
man.
Do yeah. it at soccer games because they have to do something to amuse themselves because there's not a lot going on there.
Thing in the? We did a bit on the radio years ago at the World Cup. Remember that noisemaker?
Yeah, the vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, vuvuzela. That was a big thing. I remember that years ago. All right, thank you, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show. We're going to have the Coop Scoop on entertainment. I'm told Doc Mike has woken up after his pineapple fruit smoothie. Real quick, Doc, I got to go to the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Tell me everything that happened, Doc, with you and Regina.
Well, I'll tell you what. We started in the jacuzzi, and what a doll. This is a former beauty queen. She's been to Chicago. She's been all over the States, and been with the airlines. She's a doll. I want to thank you so much for introducing us. And you're going to be getting a little letter in the mail about being officiating our wedding.
Congratulations, Doc.
I've been drinking my urine for 20 years.
And then he wakes up. And then he wakes up. Now, you can't.
Her urine is the
What?
All right.
Your phone's going. Your phone's breaking up.
Of course the phone's not working now.
I downloaded the officiating of a wedding, and I'm going to be mailing it to you. Okay. And this is going to be a first. I think probably on sports radio. You are going to be the reverend. and you fill in the blanks.
Okay. Listen, Doc, I will, if you, yes, that sounds like a wonderful idea. Your phone sucks. I got to go, Doc, but call me. We'll get more details. Are you, how long are you going to be in Minnesota, Doc? When are you going back to Chicago?
Unless she wants me to stay longer, today's my last day, but we're having a ball.
All right. Well, then you'll have to go back for the wedding. So.
Let it go.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Thank you, Doc. All right. Go back to sleep. All right. There's Doc Mike. Wow. Interesting. Interesting conversation. Let's get to Coop Scoop, the Justin Cooper segment of the show here, the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood.
All right, Ben, we have a couple notable movies premiering this weekend. The first one is the latest installment of the Halloween slasher film series. This one is called Halloween Kills. Michael Myers is back.
He's back.
Yes.
It's better than ever.
I have a friend that has seen it already. He said it's savage. Reviews are middling, but that's kind of what you'd expect from a slasher film these days. This one has the distinction of being available on Peacock. Yes, as well as in theaters. Another movie, and I'm bringing this up because it's got some big name actors in it, and it's got good reviews. It's called The Last Duel. It has Adam Driver, Matt Damon. It's directed by Ridley Scott. Ben Affleck's also in it. There's a lot of big names, but medieval. Thank you.
Medieval.
Yes, that's the setting. You know, the kind of like
guillotine,
14th century and kind of knights and you
knights
know,
in shining armor. Yeah, do they have a moat? Do they have a moat?
And personally, that kind of like stuff most of the time just bores the crap out of me. I don't know, for some reason, whenever I watch something with like knights and armor and you know, what's the one where you go on the horse and you're like, then they
jousting.
Yes. Anything with that stuff, I get super sleepy when I'm watching. I don't know why.
Very odd.
Yeah, but
violence puts Coop to sleep. Very weird.
I have a theory on that, Coop. I have a theory that we're all reincarnated a bunch of times, and you just didn't enjoy that period in your when you were living.
maybe. But I do like Matt Damon and Adam Driver and Ben Affleck. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'll check it out.
I'll watch it for you, Coop. How about that?
Yes, thank you. Let me know if it's worth going to see.
Will you bring your Thundersticks, Eddie, and put the whammy in the movie?
No.
Will you? No. Okay.
All right. Moving on to television, this weekend there is a new. Now, I have to ask you guys this. I asked Roberto, and do you guys know the Velvet Underground?
It's a band, right?
Yes. Okay. So I like from the description of this. There's a new music documentary on Apple TV Plus. It's got great reviews. It premiered at some Cannes Film Festival, and it had you know, it was received greatly, but. They say it's like one of the most influential rock bands of all time. I don't know a single song from the Velvet Underground, but I was doing a little bit of research because, you know, it's got great reviews, and apparently their manager was Andy Warhol.
Really?
Yeah.
I quote him all the time. He has some great quotes. But
yeah, and yeah. So a lot of the footage from this documentary comes directly from the archives of Andy Warhol. And so, I mean, it sounds interesting. I just wish I knew the band. That probably,
well, they're before your time, Coop. And
well, yeah, but I mean, so is like the Rolling Stones.
I'm the oldest guy on the staff. I don't know any songs by them.
Okay, so I don't.
But
I don't,
they could be influential without being popular.
Right. Though. That's true. So that is available on Apple TV Plus right now.
What's your favorite Andy Warhol quote?
What is the fame? Fame lasts 15 seconds or whatever. Everybody gets their 15 minutes.
Well, he's credited with saying the 15 minutes of fame. Also, life is just a series of images that change as they repeat themselves.
No, I don't know that one.
Oh.
You don't like that one?
I like that.
No, I don't like that one.
Also available right now.
You're bad, Eddie. That's a good quote.
Too wordy.
Yeah.
Anything, how about this one? Anything and everything can be art. That's an Andy Warhol quote.
That unfortunately is true.
That is true. Yeah.
You done?
I'm done. All right, go ahead.
Season 3 of the thriller series You is available on Netflix. This one's very popular with the ladies. I'm sure your wife has seen the first two seasons, Ben.
Oh, I'm sure she watches everything on that show.
And then last but not least, the third season of Succession premieres on HBO Sunday at 9 p.m. This is one of my favorite shows. I love this show. The last new episode was almost like 2 years ago because of the pandemic and all of that. But this season sees newcomers Adrian Brody joining the cast, as well as Alexander.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
I know, right? I don't know what the last thing he did was. And Alexander Skarsgård is also joining the cast this season. And
was he the one who did It?
Yes. Okay. No.
No.
No, that is another Skarsgård, Bill Skarsgård. This is the...
Confusing my Skarsgårds.
Yeah, this is the Tarzan Skarsgård. Yeah.
They are related, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. And that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
Thank you, Coop.
Who's another your favorite Skarsgård?
It's Alexander Skarsgård.
No, I was talking to Ben.
Oh.
Here's my Andy Warhol. Another Andy Warhol quote. An artist is somebody who produces things that people don't need to have. That's his definition. See, we're artists. People don't really need sports radio, right?
God, but that's true.
We're artists, though, right? Because we're producing content, audio content that people don't really need. Like, you don't need, I mean, I'm glad we do it, and I'm glad you listen to it, but it's not like a need, you know?
Well, yeah. People need to laugh, though, I would say.
That is true.
And we do provide comedy.
I don't know.
Sometimes we don't mean to, but we do.
Unintentional. Straight ahead, Balderdash. We look forward to that. If you want to play, call right now, 877-99 on Fox. Benny's Balderdash.
Maybe.
Well, maybe. You're right. Maybe. Maybe.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That we did not get to for the regular show. I'll give you all a golden ticket. It's Friday. Why not? Andrea and Humble Dick and Ryan and everyone else that was on hold. So let's play the game, though, right now. Let's welcome back our defending Balderdash champion, Charlie in San Antonio. Hello, Charlie.
The champ is here, baby.
All right, you're going to play, and we brought a ringer, so you'll lose. Justin in Cincinnati is back.
His last three performances,
All right, well, Justin, you paid for your phone, so congratulations, you're back. Let's play the game. The categories are It Takes Two and Number One. Where do you want to go here, Champ Charlie?
Number one.
These athletes were all selected number one overall in the draft for $200. This number one overall pick replaced Hall of Famer. Replaced the Hall of Famer, but only spent 7 years in the NFL before abruptly retiring after the 2018 season.
Justin. Andrew Luck.
That is correct. Andrew Luck. $400. This running back was the first overall pick in the 1969 draft. He's a member of the 2,000-yard club, but he only needed 14 games to do it.
Justin. O.J. Simpson, he's
wow,
in it, by the way.
Very impressive.
All right, going with the jugular there, Justin. There you go.
Charlie, you're not doing very well. All right, $600. This 7-foot-tall big man from the University of Pacific was the number...
Justin. Clipper great Michael Olubakandi.
Yeah, he is a Clipper legend. That is correct. Right. $800. Charlie,
even have drafted him.
Are you
is this
there,
a daily
Charlie?
Double? Is this a daily double right here? Or
you need the daily triple doubles, which you need. Well, here we
Alex
go.
Trebek is dead. Like your chance is winning this game.
Wow! Charlie. All right, this former All Star and World Series champion was Major League Baseball's first ever draft pick in 1965. He would go on to serve as a Dodger broadcaster on television, radio.
Charlie. Vin Scully? I don't know.
Yes, Vin Scully was the first ever draft pick in 1965. Wow, all right. Charlie, you suck. Justin, you won.
That is fertilizer.
Rick Monday.
Got a murder, gotta go.
Save the flag, Rick Monday.
The Dyers!